The Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, was universally accepted by Jew and non-Jew. His influence was enormous, for everyone realized his utter integrity. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said regarding the young Chafetz Chaim, Hashem has prepared a leader for the next generation. In 1873, at the age of 35, Rabbi Yisrael Meir published his classic Chafetz Chaim on the laws of Lashon Hara, evil gossip. This trailblazing work took a subject of utmost importance that was scattered throughout the Talmud and its commentaries and presented it in a systematic, scholarly, yet thoroughly understandable way, thereby making it accessible. In 1907, after 25 years of preparation, Rabbi Yisrael Meir published the comprehensive commentary Mishnah Brura on Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim, the section dealing with daily and seasonal laws, explaining their application in present-day situations. When the Sefer appeared, the great Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik said regarding its author, his greatness as a tzaddik obscures his even greater status as a Torah genius. Mishnah Brura has become part of virtually every Jewish home library. The Chafetz Chaim also wrote many other books, such as A Guide for Jewish Soldiers and an abridgment in the style of the Rif, Rabbi Alfasi, on the laws of sacrifices. All these were written in an easy-to-follow style. The Chafetz Chaim's saintliness was legendary. He dressed in simple clothing, wearing the ordinary hat and boots of working people. His furniture, too, was simple and poor. In his large, bare rooms stood long tables and benches. There he studied, ate, and received guests. Once, a rich man came to his home and was taken aback by its stark plainness. He asked the Chafetz Chaim, "Where is the rabbi's furniture?" "And where is your furniture?" replied the Chafetz Chaim. "But I am only passing through here," said the rich man. "I too," said Rabbi Yisrael Meir, "am just passing through." The Chafetz Chaim passed away in 1933 at the age of 95, greatly mourned by all Jews.